Tony Khan has turned me from a die-hard AEW fan to a casual fan. I love you. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here, RayDog.com. I generally just don't care to do a story like this. As you know, I've changed the format, but it's just irritating having to watch this product that has potential and to watch a weak leader watch it crumble beneath his feet. I don't think it's going to fail fail in the way that WCW failed. I think it's going to fail because Tony Khan is not a leader at all. He's acting like a follower. He's not tough on any of his talent. I mean, for example, what happened at All In this year in London, had it not happened right in front of his eyes, I believe he would have ignored it, but he had no choice but to suspend the two participants because he was right there. Arguably, he's seen the whole thing from the get-go, but one can argue that he was in the gorilla position and his eyes were focused on the monitor and he had headphones on until the monitor was tipped over, allegedly. But let's read the story and then I'm going to do some more commentary on why he turned me from a diehard fan into a casual fan. So let's just pull this up here. Here we go. Report: CM Punk and Jack Perry incident leads to suspensions. CM Punk and Jack Perry had an altercation at the AEW's All In pay-per-view that has led to suspensions and an investigation to determine what took place. Again, he was in the gorilla position, so I don't understand why they need to do an investigation. He had to have seen most of what happened. Now, one can argue maybe he didn't see who threw the first blow, but arguably he had to have known something. Nonetheless, CM Punk and Jack Perry have both been suspended for an altercation before the start of the All In pay-per-view, Sports Illustrated has confirmed. The incident remains under investigation by AEW. Yeah, we all know how these investigations can go. Remember Brawl Out? Well, I wonder what's going to happen, because he's essentially backed himself into a corner. They have a pay-per-view coming up this coming Sunday, and it's in Chicago, All Out. So what's going to happen, do you think is going to happen, when those fans are expecting their hometown hero to be there, but he cannot be there because he's suspended? I mean, I have my own theories. I don't think that Tony Khan is going to allow that to happen. But allegedly also, there's been reports that Punk said that he quit. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's just keep reading this aspect of the story. The incident remains under control, as I said, by AEW. It began on Sunday during the All In pre-show. In the middle of Perry's match against Hook, there was a spot that involved a car window. Perry looked into the camera and said, "It's real glass. Cry me a river." So that comment, by the way, just in case you don't watch Collision, as I don't really watch it. Many people have not watched it. 300 and something thousand That's way down. Now, I don't know if there was any other sports events on at that time, but clearly, in my opinion, Punk is not worth the hassle. He's not that much of a draw. I hate to put it bluntly, but in my opinion, he's not that much of a draw. But again, I don't see pay-per-view buys and merchandise being sold. I don't know. I don't know that, so. But just from eyes looking on the outside, looking in, he appears to be more trouble than he's worth. Perry looked into the camera again and said, "It's a real glass, cry me a river." That comment appeared to be pointed directly at Punk, who had objected to Perry's desire to use real glass on the episode of Collision. Now that I agree with Punk with. I side with Punk on that. I mean, he's trying to look out for you as a veteran. He knows that it's how unsafe and how bad things can go. So Perry, you're just being a millennial brat. I don't like him to begin with as far as his political views that he said a long time ago. I don't forget, Perry. I remember what you said in regards to Trump. So I don't like you to begin with anyway. But I must say, I like you better as a heel than the Jungle Boy character. But I digress. On Sunday, when Perry returned backstage after the pre-show match, he exchanged words with Punk. Though there are multiple accounts of what that always happens. It always happens. You're gonna get different sides of the story depending on what side that you're on. But what actually took place? Eyewitnesses have confirmed there was physicality between Punk and Perry. Well, obviously, Tony Khan can't dispute that. He was there and monitors were knocked over. So how could you dispute that there were physical violence? It is important to note that as the commotion unfolded, AEW was mere moments away from the most significant pay-per-view in company history. Again, you're letting the insane run the asylum. You are not a good leader at all. You're horrible. And say what you want about Vince McMahon, and there's lots of things to hate about the guy. But when it comes to managing the company and controlling his talents and keeping them in line, he is miles and miles ahead of you. You will never ever be that. You are just a pushover. I mean, you act like a schoolgirl fan of Punk, CM Punk, CM Punk. You're shouting that from the gorilla position. So the guy, of course, he's going to be empowered to feel and do what he wants. And then everyone else, looking, you know, as far as the company, the homegrown talent, how do you think that's going to make them feel? You don't think that's going to anger them and Punk is going to have a target on his back? Of course he would. I know I would feel the same way if I'm a homegrown talent and Punk can do no wrong. And so therefore, you let him get away with what he wants to get away with. He has the power to dictate who can be in Collision, who can't be. Well, judging on the 300-something thousand, maybe it's time to take the keys away from him. But anyway, All In was scheduled to start with Punk against Samoa Joe. But due to the altercation, there was a quick but significant discussion about having a different match, the six-man tag pitting Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi, and Hangman Adam Page against Jay White, Juice Robinson, and Konosuke Takeshita in the opening of the show. The wrestlers in the six-man tag were prepared to start the pay-per-view, but that turned out to be unnecessary. Punk and Joe opened the show as planned after Samoa Joe spoke with Punk. Well, supposedly that they're pretty good friends, and maybe Punk didn't want to screw over Samoa Joe, taking away his shine. So that may have something to do with that. Multiple sources confirmed that as well. To the credit of Punk and Joe, their match took place without issue. The timing of the ongoing investigation adds a complicating factor for the suspended talents. AEW holds 3 live shows in Chicago this week: Dynamite on Wednesday, Collision on Saturday, and the All Out pay-per-view on Sunday. And Punk's presence in his hometown is a massive draw. As of right now, it is unknown how long the investigation will last. So what I am going to say here, I feel tonight we're going to find out, because there is AEW Dynamite tonight. Now, typically, Punk does not appear on Dynamite. However, Dynamite is going to be coming from Chicago, so it's going to be telling. I'm just going to say, if he's not on the show, or if his name is not mentioned, or Jack Perry is not mentioned, I'm going to assume that they're still suspended, and they may indeed not be able to participate in All Out. So let me quickly go to another story here. In as far as CM Punk chewing out Tony Khan. Now, I want to say another thing that's very unprofessional, the way how AEW handled the talents in London. When Punk got there, there was no one there to pick him up. Now, at the time, he thought he was the only one, but there's also rumors swirling around that the person who was in charge of the travel, let's say travel plans, that they are friends with the Bucks. If that is true, Tony Khan has to put his foot down. But again, he's not a strong leader. But I just know what I would do. If I am running a multi-billion, million-dollar company, and I have a VP that's in charge, and his friend is in charge of travel arrangements, and because I'm in, you know, you're in a feud with one of the talents, you do not pick them up to go to their hotel. I would immediately strip the VP, although it's not him, but we don't know if he had influence and told his friend to do it or not. Nonetheless, I would strip the Bucks of VP status. Now, that may or may not affect their clause to sign out of the contract, a new contract, but I wouldn't care. I would have no choice. I'm not going to have people going into business for themselves, as you put it. I wouldn't have that. I would immediately strip them from the VP status, and the person who was in charge of the travel arrangement who did that would be fired immediately. No investigation needed. You would be fired on the spot. Pack your bags and get out of my company. You cannot ever do that. You have to remain professional. You cannot say, oh, I don't like CM Punk because of what he did to my friends or did not do to my friends, and therefore, I'm going to screw him and not pick him up at the airport. But like I said, I think no one was picked up, which is a bad reflection on a billion-dollar company. Are you kidding me? If WWE did the same thing, everyone would be all over it. You have to wonder who is really running this company. An idiot? Because it sounds like someone who don't know what he's doing in over your head. You can't be a schoolgirl. Oh, CM Punk. Well, this article we're going to read now, that relationship may also be ruined. Let's get to this one. So, CM Punk reportedly confronted and chewed out Tony Khan before his match at AEW All In. The fallout from CM Punk and Jack Perry's altercation at AEW All In continues to snowball, with a new report stating that the former FTW champion wasn't the only target on Punk's. Speaking of, if they're talking about Miro, that turned out to be false as far as Miro goes. They were joking around. I don't know if you followed or heard that story, but apparently, I believe Miro had went up to Punk and asked him if everything was okay or something like that. And Punk said, "Do you want to take it outside?" And so Miro went along with it. "Yeah, let's take it outside." And they chuckled and walked away. So that was a non-factor, nothing to see there. But according to the PW Torch, Punk chewed out AEW Tony Khan in a confrontation that is being described as heated and intense, both in the gorilla position backstage and then later in Punk's locker room. Now, whether or not, again, that is your boss, and you have to treat your boss with respect. But again, if you are acting more like a cheerleader and you empower this guy to have the power that he wants, you don't think that he's going to act up and yell and scream at you any way that he wants to? You've not stopped him before, so why do you think he's going to stop now? You just look like a buffoon, I'm sorry to say. You're not a good leader at all. You're not any type of leader. But anyway, so he got chewed out in a heated and intense argument there, and also in Punk's locker room. The report indicates this is when Punk threatened to quit AEW, which had been previously reported, putting his opening match with Samoa Joe in jeopardy just moments before the main card of the historic event went on the air. Punk and Khan were said to have had a lengthy period without communication following the match, which was characterized as unusual, as they'd be in contact via text shortly after past incidents. PW Torch was unable to confirm if Khan and Punk had spoken since the incident, noting a comment from Haas of Wrestling, HOW, Nick Haussmann, that Punk had been informed of his suspension, but likely not from Khan, from his lawyers, is what I heard. Punk and Perry got into verbal exchange that turned physical after Perry took a shot at Punk on the Zero Hour pre-show, making a point of the real glass that he was about to suplex his opponent Hook into. The two were said to have had confrontation, and okay, so we read this before, we don't need to read that again, but the bottom line here is that Tony is not a good leader at all. He really isn't any type of a leader. And so why? Well, first of all, he's just trying to do too much. When you had, you started off with AEW Dynamite, and I absolutely loved it. In fact, it was must-see TV. I would always have to watch it. And I still, to some extent, I'll watch it live, but more likely now, before I would be glued to the TV, but now it's just sort of background noise as I'm doing stuff on my computer. It's just background noise unless something catches my attention, and then I'll peek my head out, but it never used to be that way. And then I tried Rampage. Well, before Rampage, I tried to watch the YouTube shows they used to have, the Dark whatever the shows on YouTube were. I tried to watch them, but then I quickly grew sick of watching those, And then Rampage came on, and it was just too late. Why would you put a show at 10 o'clock at night on Friday? Who's going to watch that? So I may have watched the first 2 weeks and I tuned out. I was, no. I DVR it with the intention to watch it back, but I never watched it back. And unfortunately, Collision fell victim to the same thing. I watched the first two episodes and then sort of phased out and I DVR it, but I still haven't even watched the DVR of the show. I've just kind of lost interest. And it's just, honestly, if it wasn't for the Adam Cole and MJF segments, I like that aspect of what's going on with the show. I've been thoroughly enjoying that a lot. So, and I'm sure that Tony Khan wasn't the one who wrote, well, I'm not 100% sure, but if I was a gambling person, I would say that he did not come up with that idea. I would say probably some of the talents did. Maybe MJF and Adam Cole themselves came up with that one. But the reason why I have not, why I've turned into a casual fan is just that the company just seemed like a crackerjack company, how it's running. It's not run like a well-oiled machine, like a WWF. WWE. I don't watch WWE, so don't say, oh, you are just a WWE plant. No, I've stopped watching WWE forever. But for a different reason. The product just didn't interest me. But I'm scaling back on AEW because of a lack of management. He's just Tony Khan. You're just spreading yourself too thin. Face it, you're not cut out to be a leader. You're not. I hate to be quite blunt and honest, but you're not cut out to be a leader. Not a good one anyway. So if this was my company and I was in over my head or didn't have the ability to lead in the way that I should, especially when you have all these egos and you have people who are narcissistic, CM Punk, I would still be the owner of my company, but I would get CEO who can run the company effectively and keep these talents under control, because you don't know how to keep them under control at all. It doesn't even look like you're trying. It just looks like you, I forgot where I read somewhere where you were being interviewed after the All Out, All In, and it could have either that or somewhere, but what you said was, there's nothing I can do about it, basically is what you said. Of course, there's a lot you can do about it. You can be a man and be strong and stand up and stop being a wimp. And you can lead by example. Suspend this guy. I mean, I was in the camp of, I was about to say chump. Trump. Punk should never have been able to be came back after the Brawl Out. He should have never been able to come back. Now, again, I'm just from the outside looking in. I don't know what your talks are with the network saying that we want CM Punk, and they're the one paying the bills and giving you the millions or even billion, I've heard, billions. So I don't know where that stands, and this is why he's allowed to act the way he is. But I know that this happens a lot, even in sports, actual sports. Like, you'll have a Tom Brady or Michael Jordan, and they are able, I hate to put it, to get special treatment and or favoritism because they bring so much to the table and you have so much to lose. So therefore, you kind of let them get away with anything that they want to get away with, essentially. And that is not a good way to run your company, especially a wrestling company like this. This is not sports. This is not sports. You have, in sports, typically, you'll have, like, let's say basketball, you'll have Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, and all the rest are pretty much just mid or mediocre. And so, therefore, you have to make the top two happy. Well, it doesn't work this way in wrestling. In wrestling, everyone potentially are the Michael Jordans or Tom Brady of the locker room. Most of them. There's not just a few top talent. There's a whole bunch of them. And so you have to put your foot down, and you cannot give favoritism towards one or a few, because there's so many superstars, which is a WWE term, I know that, but they are top tier of your company, and they see you giving Punk all this treatment. No matter what he does, he get away with. I don't know what's in his contract. I didn't read the contract, so I don't know if certain things were agreed upon. But I do know that it is pathetic that you would have your talent go to a foreign country in London and not have transportation for them. And again, I don't know if these rumors are true as far as having someone pick them up and they being friends with the Bucks. I don't know that to be a fact, but I do know that it's ridiculous. And with all this chaotic stuff going on, it's turned me away from being hardcore. The video game was something I was so hype about, and I couldn't buy it. I game on my PC, so therefore I would have bought it through Steam. And that version of the game is so mediocre and horrible compared to the console versions. From what I'm reading, I read the reviews on Steam, and there's no way I would even take it for free, Tony Khan. You couldn't pay me to take it. Say, hey, Rachel, take it, please, take it. No, I wouldn't take it because it's horrible, and I'm not going to play it. Now, if there's a new AEW game with a proper, it's done properly and not rushed, because I feel that this was rushed because they wanted to get this out there. But I would rather wait a couple more years if it's going to be a perfect game than to just pump something up really fast and make it mediocre. Why would you want to do that? It's silly. It doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm curious, anyone listening, if you are an AEW diehard fan, am I wrong in not wanting to be a diehard fan? And plead your case in the comment. I would like to know why you think that I should continue to support the product when you have Tony Khan as a weak leader. And do you agree that Tony Khan is a weak leader, or am I being a little bit too harsh? Because the evidence is clearly out there. You have talent emboldened to do and say what they want. Again, you think that this would happen in WWE and this would fly? Obviously, that's a rhetorical question. We know it wouldn't fly. So I just hope that this guy, he's probably not going to take advice from anyone. He's going to continue to be in, run the company. I wish his father would just sit him down and talk to him man to man and say, this is not sustainable. You need to run the company like a leader. He needs to lead. He really does. So I don't really have much more to say about this, but right now, as it stands, I'm a casual fan and I will watch Dynamite tonight. Don't expect a follow-up video on this, because this is not my forte. I don't really do wrestling news. The only reason I did this, I was so frustrated by the company, and it's going to drive me away, essentially, just like WWE, where I don't watch it at all. If this continues, is going to drive me away, and I'm not going to look back. It's going to make whatever, if there's a third wrestling company to come along, I'm not going to even give it a chance. Because ultimately, I always loved wrestling. And when AEW came along, I said, maybe I'll be able to get back into watching wrestling, and which I did. But a lot of people say that AEW don't have storylines. Well, I don't agree with that, but what I do agree with, they have a lot of weak storylines. I can only think of one storyline right now that's held my attention and has me pumped to watch Dynamite, and that is MJF and Adam Cole. There's no other storyline going on there, and don't get me started on the women wrestlers. Now, yes, everyone claims that Tony Khan is a data-driven person, and it seems like the AEW fans don't care for women's wrestling. This is why I feel that, Sasha Banks, I don't remember her real name here. I don't think that she's going to sign with AEW because she's not going to be treated like a superstar like she was in WWE. Unless things change dramatically, and I don't see it happening. Tony Khan really needs to allocate many things among being a leader, meaning get hired as CEO. He also needs to hire some real story, people who can write storylines for him, because the storylines are horrible, except the MJF and Adam Cole. I can't even remember any of the other storylines. That goes to show you how bad the storylines are. And it's a non question for the women's division. There's no storylines there at all. So anyway, that's all I got for you here. Do leave a like, share, and subscribe. Depending on the likes I get, then I guess if you like this type of thing here, I'll do more. But other than that, I will stick on my current events and news and politics. But I just had to get this out of my system. This is why I went from a hardcore AEW fan to being a casual fan. And I'll see you in the next one. I got to tell ya, you don't wanna care, then see ya, cause